Thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Matthew. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We're up north of you here. We're in Fountain Valley. We're partnered with the Google Building 1 there off Jamboree, borderline Irvine, Newport Beach area. But I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Okay. She asked me to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, really just the cost is what's most important to me
at
the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense, right?
Exactly.
I hear you on that one. Well, the major benefit to you is that we even have the listing available. I'll be able to dive into the pricing with you, but the hardest part is really getting the listing, you know, the area that you're in. There's only three junk removal companies available on the first page next to the map, okay? And we do have Google Ads and Google Guarantee, which are different. That's where you'll see, like, Junk King and Junk Mates. But this one, there's only three listed that are not, like, sponsored or doing pay-per-click or pay-per-lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So the guys that are up there now is, like, Pick and Dump, Junk Removal, East Lake Hauling and Junk Removal, Fred's Junk Removal. You know, if we were to work with you today, you'd be right up there with those guys as a top option anytime somebody searches. The pricing, it would be set at a flat rate. It's all month to month. You'd be looking at $299 to be exact. It's about $10 a day. And we list you for 15 different keyword terms or phrases. It'll cover about a 40-mile radius around Chula Vista. So it's a pretty broad area. You could shrink that area if you'd like, or if you don't go that far.
On that line, but
all right. All right. $300 is not terrible, but
yeah. And you only got to get Google verified one time for as long as you own your business. So even if you were to, like, leave the placement later, which I don't think you will. I mean, smart business owners don't cancel on profit. But even if you were to
I should be verified already.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I was going to say, we'll cover the verification if it's not done. I didn't see your Google business page, unless there's an error here.
I found it.
Yeah, I found it with the 17 Google reviews. I got it. It's just the representatives put it in there with the zip code, 91910, so it wasn't coming
up.
That's
what the DBA is, because there's a lot of different junk begones, I've noticed.
Right.
So I had to differentiate myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the better way to differentiate yourself would be, hey, I'm the guy that shows up when you look up junk removal. Then they don't even have to type in the business name, right? You just type in junk removal and you're there. And you already have all the tools, really. So we would just go into the back end of your Google business profile and do the optimization to move you up to the top.
All right. And that $299 would start today.
Correct. And then as long as you're with us, it'll be $299. That won't go up or change. It'll be reoccurring on the sixth day of each month.
Okay. Actually doing a plumbing job right now. Is there any way that I can think about this overnight, make a decision in the morning?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But the one risk that we run, I mean, San Diego County, junk removal, you know, most likely the spot will fill by the end of today.
Okay.
What do you think, I mean, what's holding you back necessarily, or what are your concerns doing this?
I just got to situate my finances and make sure that everything's good. I'm not in a position right now to think about where, what money's going where, and, you know, because I've signed up for a bunch of different promotions to try and get some more business.
I see that. I see that. And that's why Tara contacted you. She actually put a little note in here for me. And she said that she realized of all the people on this list of qualified candidates for junk removal in San Diego County, you were one of the 10 guys that are doing Home Advisor by Angie's, paper lead program.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was a big reason we wanted to reach out to you. Is because they're...
Yeah, I just started doing that.
Gotcha. But well, do you know how they get their leads?
From you guys.
Right. They're on Google. It says 10 best junk removal and hauling companies. So they're basically reselling you leads they're getting off of Google for a lead fee, but the leads that they send you will go to three or four other guys on their list. On their, right? With this,
okay.
They'll be listing you independently on the first page, and you're not getting charged per lead or click or call. So it's just one flat monthly rate, and you're not going to be limited on the amount of leads you can get or worry about the leads going to three or four other guys. See the difference?
Let me ask you this. As soon as the payment goes through, is that when I'm listed up top? How long does that take?
No, so we have to do an interview. We'll have to schedule an interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for you. But we'll sit down and we have to go over like what you want, what services you want to be listed for specifically. Like we customize it to you. We'll also customize the service area and then build all of the content and get it up and running. So you'll be able to see results within the first month. And you'll definitely be able to see ROI, but month two is usually where things tend to take off because you won't have to go through the whole optimization process again. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so the thing is, like, if I'm going to have to pay now, I would like it to be effective immediately. So, you know, like, when I pay...
I hear you.
Or when,
and I understand
you know,
that, but so. It's not the case for anybody that's up there. You've been verified, so that'll actually shorten your timetable on what it takes us in order to get you up there. Usually the longest portion of getting a business set up is going through that verification process, which I'm sure as you know, you started working on the verification process and then you probably didn't complete it until like 2 weeks or 3 weeks later, right?
Yeah.
With all the videos
correct.
And everything. So that's just kind of how Google operates. Even though we're a partner of theirs and we're right across the street from them, when we submit the profile, it does take a little bit of time before it's submitted. But again, if you compare it side by side, you know, within the first month or two, it'll be pretty obvious to you on what's going to be best for you between being on Google directly with a Google partner versus paying per lead through a third-party reseller company. I think we'll actually save you money and make you more at the same time. And that's why Tara kind of selected you off this list of guys because it presents a different opportunity, whereas you're probably already slated to pay more with what you currently have. And probably have less success with it because of the way that they dispatch those leads to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm on board, but.
But I want to be transparent to you. I don't want to tell you, hey, you know, you're going to be up there tomorrow. It's just not realistic for anybody. And we would just lose you. You know, it's a month-to-month service. We, you know, if you want to build a long-term relationship with anybody, it's going to be based on trust. And so if I tell you something like that, it gets you to sign up. Be a yes man, you know, and it doesn't come to fruition, we lose you, you know, and that's not how we've built what we have here. We've been in business for 21 years, over 10,000 active clients throughout the United States. Almost everybody you see on the first page is working with a Google partner directly at this point. So, you know, it's as high as or as accredited Google partner as you can get, and we're only 45 minutes north of you, so, you know.
Right. Understood.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was also going to say too, if your concern is getting results right away, the pricing that I quoted you, it's for a platinum package. So the platinum package, I'm sending over the pricing page now. It's an A to Z marketing strategy. So we'll also build a Facebook business page, run Facebook ads. We'll do your Bing submission. And you'll actually be a top five option on Bing as well. And then we also list you on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Apple Safari. So you could get leads from those in the meantime while we're waiting for Google. But again, you know, when you're asking me a question like, hey, if I sign up today, will I be on Google tomorrow? No. You know, will you be able to start getting clients? Not necessarily from Google, but maybe from some of the other things we do for you while we're waiting for Google to get up and running because you'll be on that platinum package. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see here the platinum package is $499 a month after the setup fee.
No, if you go all the way down, it's actually the $599 package. And what I did is I reduced the monthly rate down to $299 to help us get your foot in the door. And then I waived the setup fees, but I've also locked in this pricing. So I'm not just saving you $600 by coming on Borderless today, but we'll be saving you $300 every month moving forward, because you'll keep that platinum package and that $299 pricing structure for as long as you're with us.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. We just want to get our foot in the door. The product will sell itself to you. Google advertising has been the number one way to market and advertise for the last 18 years.
For sure.
The key is just being on the first page, right? If you're not on the first page, you miss out on like 90% of the opportunities.
Okay. Do you get a, we get a sign up for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God.
This is a write-off. I think that is, if that's what you were asking. This is a business expense.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, I want to go put the money in the bank right now because I don't have the $299 in my account right now.
Okay. Well, what I can do for you, if you're willing to do a post date, I can actually create the account, gather the billing information. I won't process it just yet. You can send me a message when you're ready to process it, but that'll allow me to take it off the board and get my representatives like Tara out of the area. So that way we're just closing it out. Hey, it's going to him. Stop calling.
Sounds good.
All right. Let me go ahead and create the account. What's your last name, Matthew?
Smith.
Smith? Okay. Very common name. Okay. And then what is your business email address? You're going to get a receipt with a full outline of the agreement in writing. You're also going to get your own username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then they will send you a Google verification form. It comes out automatically. You don't have to get re-verified, but if there's anything that needs to be changed or modified, go ahead and update it on that form and submit it. Okay.
Okay, my email for my business is junkbegone91910@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and then for the phone number, it's going to be the same as what we already have here on the Google Business Profile, 619-938-5913?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, Civic Standard. Okay, and you do not want the 9190 portion present in your business name, right? On the GBP, you just want to leave it as junk be gone as it is now?
What do you think? Because that is my actual DBA. So just like I said, I try to differentiate myself from all the other junk be gones, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just a matter of preference. Like I said earlier, you're going to be the junk be gone that's on the first page when they just look up junk removal or one of your services. So that's already going to separate you. And then obviously the more we build up your reviews and your reputation, that'll separate you too. But it's really just a matter of your preference.
Let's leave the 91910 on there.
Okay, so we will need to update
You're right. Probably should take it off. Just in case, you know, I'm getting business from other areas.
Okay. Let's go ahead and update it. That's true, too. I mean, this does cover up to a 40-mile radius, so you could get business in all the surrounding areas as well. You might not want them to think, hey, he can't get over to us in time, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Even if that is the case. We'd rather them call you and then call you and sit out with them. Okay, and then I noticed on your profile the address was hidden. When we submit this to Google, they're going to ask that we verify the address. So I know it's not your Google verification, but they just want to make sure it matches up and there's no changes. What was the street address that you had verified?
681
mm-hmm.
Hilltop Drive,
681.
Chula Vista, California, 91910.
Okay, got it. And this will remain hidden. Okay, website's good. And you want to leave the website as is, right? There's no modifications that you want?
Not at this point, no.
Okay. Well, you'll see in the Platinum package that there is website hosting as well as a My Site custom website design. I do see that you've already built yours through Consumer Buzz, but if you ever change that or need a new host, just let us know. That'd be a part of your service. It's no extra cost to you.
Okay, cool.
All right, let's go ahead.
So I could get rid of Consumer Buzz because they're charging me $69.99 just to host it.
That sounds about right. Yeah, it's usually about $50 a month for hosting. They might add a little 20 extra dollars for them. But yeah, if you would like to remove it, this is a very simple site. So as long as you own the domain as well, you want to double check that before you cancel them. Because if you cancel them and they own the domain, you don't, they might hold it hostage. And that one is your DBA name. So
yeah,
I would double
check
that.
I'll check later. Yeah.
Yeah, they might have tried to lock you into that. But if you own the domain name, just let us know. We can get in there, fully rebuild the site how it looks, make sure it's the same, and then take over the hosting, and that'll all be a part of your bill. So that'll save you $70
a month. There's not much that I want to change. Just add some photos of recent jobs. That's it. But
yeah.
I could do that through there, too.
Yeah, this one's super easy, like a site. It's not an overcomplicated site. We do e-commerce sites where it's like they have a whole, it's like Amazon, you know, you can go on there and shop. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is easy.
Okay.
All right. And then your hours of operation, everything will remain the same?
Yeah, 24.
Okay, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Okay. All right, let me go to your billing. Again, I'm not going to process this payment yet. How long did you say you think you needed?
I mean, the latest will be first thing in the morning.
Oh, wow. Okay. I could set it up for a post date. For us, first thing in the morning is 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and do that. I'll schedule it for 7 a.m. It's going to automatically process. When the payment goes through, it'll immediately send you the text message notification. So you get the outline of the agreement, the username and password, and that Google verification form.
Okay.
You could secure the listing using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. What works best for you?
I'm going to do the Visa.
Okay. And does it just say Matthew Smith, or does it have the business name on it as well?
It has the business name.
Okay. And the business name, it has it with the 91910?
91910, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and update here. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the that you've already been Google verified, excuse me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
All right, it's 4815.
4815.
8800.
8800.
9605.
9605.
8658.
8658. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Valid through 11/30.
11/30, and then there should be a 3-digit security code on the back.
947.
947. Okay, so again, this is not going to process until tomorrow. That's going to change your start date to the 7th. So it's going to be April 7th at 7 a.m. Okay. When the payment... or when the first month's term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 7th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299. Okay, so that's a definite discount. You may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. We do ask that you verbally commit to it for 90 days. Okay, that way we're allowing the quarter. I mean, the next 90 days are the most profitable time of the year, so you shouldn't have any issue with that, but... we do like you to give it 90 days. That way we can show you significant ROI before you evaluate it as a long-term marketing solution for the business.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then we do have a security question here on your account. In case you ever want to verify the identity of one of my representatives that contacts you or vice versa, if we want to verify your identity, you have three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Griffin.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
G-R-I-F-F-E-N.
Griffin, okay.
Griffin.
Oh, F-F. I put S-S. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Let me go ahead and update this. Griffin. Okay. And then... moving forward, we ask that once you are posted, that you be responsive to all phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. We consider a reasonable period of time 24 to 48 hours. Obviously, try to get the best reviews as you can. It looks like your reviews are great, but just continue what you've been doing from a review standpoint.
And,
you still with me, Matthew?
Yeah, I'm here. Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So yeah, I was just saying that we ask that you be responsive to phone calls and emails that you get from our company within 24 hours. Same thing with your customers. Try to be as responsive as possible. That's going to yield you the best ROI. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I will be sending over my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service available to you as well. So anytime you need help, even if it's on the weekends, you can call us and we'll have a representative available to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Sounds good, brother.
Okay. I can tell you were a little distracted there, but I just want to make sure you got all of that.
I'm just busy. I'm working. I'm doing another job right now. So.
Okay. Well, I don't want to take you from that. I want to, you know, officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up. I was just saying I'm going to send over my direct number. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out. Other than that, look out for that payment confirmation in the morning. And then I wanted to ask you, what would be the best time for us to do your client interview tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. I'll revise the
question. It was like 9:30.
9 or 9:30. Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation for the appointment tomorrow. It's going to be between 9 and 10 o'clock. It'll be titled Client Interview. I'm also going to send you a text message reminder at 8 o'clock. So payment will go through at 7. 8 o'clock, you'll get the reminder. 9 o'clock, we'll do the interview. Okay?
No worries. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.